Now, will you listen to it? And I'm going to read now, beginning with verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to pause there for just a moment because it's rather important to note this. Paul does not use the fact that he is an apostle. You see, when he's writing to a church, he gave his official title. He's an apostle of Jesus Christ. But now this is personal, to a personal friend. He doesn't have to defend his apostleship, but he now can be very personal. And this is one of the reasons I think that he didn't want to let you in on this. I don't think he intended to broadcast this worldwide, but it's been. He said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And I've noticed that several of the commentators try to change this and explain it away something like this. They say, well, now, what Paul really meant here was that he was a prisoner because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But that's not what Paul said. And Paul always had the ability to say exactly what he had in mind. And he's using a very flexible, versatile language, the Greek language. And he says he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And I think if you'd been there and gone up to him and said, poor Paul, it's too bad these Romans put you in jail. Paul says, they didn't put me in jail. Oh, we would have said, we know what you mean. Those mean old religious rulers there, they brought a charge against you. Paul said, they didn't put me in jail. We would have said, then who put you in jail? He said, Jesus Christ. I'm his prisoner. And you mean to tell me you would serve somebody to put you in prison? He said, yes. He says, when it's his will for me to be in prison, I'm in prison. When it's his will for me to be out of prison, I'll be out of prison. When it's his will for me to be sick, I'm going to be sick. I belong to him. And since I belong to him, then in whatever state I am, I've learned to be content. Everything's all right. Don't worry about me. That's the thought here. And Philemon, by the way, is one of the prison epistles, as you see. It goes along with Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Philemon is the fourth one. Now he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, the brother. And that means he's not only Philemon's brother, Paul's brother, but he's your brother, friends, if you're a Christian. Brothers in Christ, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved. Paul really is, somebody says he's buttering him up, isn't he? I think so. He loved this man. He's going to make a request of him, and he's going to get to that. Now, will you notice? And he says, and to our beloved Apphia, and that apparently was the wife of this man. And this man, Philemon, has a Greek name. Apparently, he was a citizen of Colossae. And there's a tradition up there that involves a Philemon, not this man, of course, but he apparently was named for it. It's a Greek name, but this word Apphia, that's a Phrygian name. I don't know whether that tells you anything or not, but that tells me that a young businessman by the name of Philemon, he went into a new territory. If you please, he didn't go west, he went east. And he went to the city of Colossae, way up there on the frontier. Got in business, became a wealthy man, met a Phrygian girl by the name of Apphia, and he married her. And they both now become Christians. Isn't that lovely? And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, they had a son, our fellow soldier, not a soldier of the Roman army, but a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, because you remember Paul had said that we're to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, and to the church in thy house. Now, this man not only converted, had a church in his house. I'd like to talk to you about that. Did you know the church building today has become so all important to people that it's all out of relationship to really the purpose of the local church? Now, the local church in that day wasn't down on the corner in a separate building. In fact, the matter is, they didn't have any buildings. Now, there were great temples of pagan gods, but the early church didn't have that, met in homes. It's estimated for 200 years, the church met in homes. Then when they started building these great cathedrals of the past, the cathedrals were never meant for public meetings, these great cathedrals that you have in England, for instance, Westminster Abbey, for instance. That was never intended for to have public services in there. It was just built in the shape of a cross as a monument to Jesus Christ. I think they had the wrong idea. Instead of spending all that money on a cathedral, they should have sent missionaries out. But that was their way of expressing it. Frankly, this idea of putting all the emphasis on a building today and a building program is just a little out of line. The church in thy house, that's where they met. And then verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's Paul's formal and usual greeting to every person and every church he wrote to.